Welcome all to the penultimate episode of the Balticon 46 wrap-up from Swimming Cat Studios. That's right, folks, we're almost done. But for now, hide the kids, because this is another bit of Balticon After Dark. Recorded at 10 p.m. on Sunday, May 27th, 2012. We have this year's edition of Dirty Mad Libs. It may not be explicit, but this episode is not safe for kids. Or work. Leading this foray into randomly generated erotica is Patrick Scafido as our moderator, with Starla Hutchton and myself filling out the panel. So sit back, relax, put on your earphones, and grab your oxygen mask, because you're about to laugh your ass off.
When I was 16, I published something under an actually my name, because I was 16 and stupid. Now, of course, no one knew I was 16 on the anime forums for some obscure show called Nadesco. So I am uniquely qualified to moderate the erotica panel because I have so much experience.
Well, either you could stay the moderator or I can do it because I'm the returning panelist. So I've got experience at this particular panel.
I really like pretty much my entire theme this year has been doing things with which I have no experience whatsoever. So I'm down with being the moderator. Unless you want it.
Go for it.
Honestly, I don't really care.
Neither do I.
Can we make a decision please?
We have apathy way too much Sunday night. All right.
You're it.
I am it. I will take charge because he told me to.
Okay.
All right. Introduce the panel.
This is Erotic Mad Libs. I am on it mostly because Noblesse asked me, which is cool. I'll do whatever he tells me to. Okay. Anything.
Not even listening.
I know. It's probably better that way. So, I am Patrick Scafido. I write, record, broadcast The Horde podcast, audio, filk, sci-fi, surreal, crazy novel. If you're looking for something like Twin Peaks that... If you watched Twin Peaks and thought, gee, this makes too much sense and needs more swords, my book is probably for you. My website is thousandheads.com. I'm also thousandheads on Twitter and thousandheads@gmail.com because it's, I don't know. This panel, when I say thousandheads, it just, my imagination.
Whole
you know,
different meaning.
Yes. It's all deep and emotional until I get to this panel. Okay, and
then it's all short Roman legion skirts.
Anyway, my panelists are Starla Hutchton and someone I have no idea because I've never met her before.
Okay, I'm Starla Hutchton. I'm on this panel because Nobilis has been trying to get me to read dirty, nasty words for at least 2 years now.
So, Nobilis, we thank you. I'm looking forward to this.
He's finally getting his way.
As he should.
I did the Dreamer's Thread novel was my first podcast, Fullcast audiobook. I also design book covers, designed by Starla.com, ding. And I do voice work and I design stuff. And
do you do interpretive dance?
No, I don't dance. One thing I don't do.
You should.
Next year.
Next year, maybe.
Doc, however, does. Hmm.
Hi there. My name is Doc Coleman. I am on this panel because I had so much fun doing it last year, and I still had another Mad Lib here. I actually asked to come back here.
Will I ask to come back next year?
Hopefully.
I really want to know because I'm scared. It's my first time.
I'll let you know. I am a blogger, a writer, a voice actor, about to be an audio drama producer, a steampunk author, and I have way too many projects, as you can tell. If you're interested in finding out about any of them, you can start off by going to www.doccoleman.com, and there you can find links that will eventually take you to everything else.
Do we have, like, pamphlets or business cards or anything we want to display just because we can? I don't know if that's a thing.
Some of mine were up there. They might be gone now. But
All right. I've got some pamphlets. I only have a few because yay. All right.
Remind me at the end, I do have cards. I just don't feel like digging them out right now.
Dig them out. Rifle around in your pants for them.
Please. They're not in my pants. They're in my
big
bag. That was perfect. All right. I don't know who picked who's on this panel, but get your, I'm excited. This is good. All right.
And so will they be.
I brought two Mad Libs. I don't know how many we were supposed to bring because I have so much experience. As we know, I am the erotica guru in the room. 16 years old. That was a while ago. Also illegal, I think. All right. So did you guys each bring one or two or like 50?
He has two. I have one. Nobilis is working on another. So.
Oh, Nobilis. You're actually on this panel? Does that
No,
know?
He's not.
She asked me to do one. She was worried that you weren't going to show up.
I'm sorry. There was this thing. It involved
He's providing bonus material.
All right.
If you guys, I will have this done by the time you guys are done.
Does that mean I get to moderate Nobilis? Because I'm kind of excited about that. Probably.
Nobody can moderate Nobilis.
I know.
He's immoderate.
All right. Doc, would you like to go first with your Mad Lib? Since you are the veteran, show us how it's done. You've
All
got
right.
two. You something, 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 a whole lot more.
I recommend upselling people for the words rather than asking for suggestions. It goes quicker that way.
Okay.
Speed is of the essence, Doc. Unlike,
give me an adjective.
Scary.
A noun. A verb.
Run.
The song goes through your head, doesn't it?
I know it does.
Only the punk version for
another
me,
noun.
Dog.
Can we have something that's not dog? Because we had dog before.
Oh, we just,
I said dog.
You said dog? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
This is a very dog heavy. I don't want to know.
Here.
Even better.
Oh, that's going to work so well. a preposition.
Underneath.
Plus 5 points for knowing prepositions. I taught English for many years,
it
and I just
very
don't want to go there.
When you're attending this panel, to know your parts of speech.
Also, prepositions are key to erotica, as I would know as the expert.
A verb.
Crawl.
A body part.
Body part.
Keep it clean. No, wait, not.
That's so fun.
Oh, no.
Hold on, I gotta Google that. What's an ulna?
If you start Googling now, you'll never finish this panel.
Is that arm, right? Arm or leg?
Noble, yeah. Show me your ulna.
Another body part.
What's a leg?
Nobilis, give me a body part.
Kneecap.
An adjective.
Trendy.
An emotion.
Ecstatic.
E-S-U-C.
Wait, you were giving him instructions and you spelled it.
Yeah, I know, right?
This is how it rolls at 10 p.m. panels? Awesome, okay.
It's a scene at it. Whatever. Yeah, whatever.
An adjective.
Purple. I'm feeling colors. Actually, I literally am feeling colors and hearing the way things feel. So it's
another body part.
Oh.
A verb.
Jump.
David Lee Roth would be proud.
Another verb.
Rise.
Ooh.
Correcting my spelling. I'm trying to do correct tense. So.
Because spelling is the most important thing in erotica. If there's one thing that I've learned.
Give me a verb.
As an experienced erotica. Okay.
Fly. Flew. I don't know.
Flee. Floor. No.
An adjective.
Well, mine might be too short. I made short ones.
Mm. I think you got brought more than one. Another verb.
Me?
No, her. Okay, Martin, give me a verb. Is not a verb. Try again.
I ummed her real good last night.
Oscillate.
Nobilis, an adverb. A verb.
Sing.
A song? Yes. I've got it stuck in my head now.
A body part.
Little toe.
On the left side or the right side? I mean, if we're going into detail.
Yeah.
Give me an adjective. Okay. An emotion. Scott, an emotion. Ah, we have new people to give us words.
Yes.
And they're going to have to do all of it in a row, like the three of them, then the three again. Yeah.
So, realize them. An adjective.
Yeah, I sent a text.
Hungrily. Sure. An adverb. Okay. Purple.
We actually had purple. Yes. Try again.
Okay, another adjective.
Yes.
Nubby.
Another adjective. Know your parts of speech. Come on. No.
I know what adjectives are. You're round. I know it's not very original.
Damn it. Screensaver has a bad tendency to kick on for no apparent reason. There we go. An emotion.
Lustily.
Very good.
That's on topic.
Mm.
I know, because I'm experienced.
A relative.
Oh, let's go with great aunt. Because I went with something boring like purple before. I mean, lots of awesome things are purple, but you know.
A noun. Animals have their place in erotica.
The thing is, a horse doesn't have to be an animal. There are inanimate objects called horse. You could, you know, we could reinterpret this entire, you know.
All right.
Free her from her animal thing.
Yep, you in the green. I'm going
me?
Back to you. Yes.
Me? You're coming
yeah, you
me.
Came late. You get picked on a lot.
The
verb.
A verb is an action or
eating.
That's a gerund.
Chewing.
It's a verbal noun.
Chewing.
If you
okay.
say the word gerunds, you probably are in the wrong panel.
Adverb.
Hastily.
A verb.
Now, should we be making clear if we want transitive or intransitive verbs, or are we just...
you can say that.
I'm fixing the tense on the fly. So. Marnin, a noun.
Cucumber.
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 Cucumber. An adverb. And we're in the vegetable section.
That reminds me of the very famous one fanfic I wrote that was erotica when I was 16.
We're also in the home stretch. An adverb. Lady all the way there.
A
gerund.
A
gerund?
A gerund. Do I even know what a gerund is?
Don't look at me. I don't know what that
is. It's one of the ing words.
Ing, okay.
Like thing?
No.
String.
Not that.
A noun?
A verb that ends in ing.
A verb that ends in ing. Okay.
I probably provided bad examples then.
Okay, acting. Sitting.
And one final verb.
Undulate.
Ooh.
I've been holding that in like the whole entire time.
Just to make it clear, he has been holding it in the entire time. But would now he has started undulating. He feels
would you,
the ocean.
Would you like some time to go to the bathroom first?
I haven't even
proceed.
Read anything yet.
Yes, I know.
He's just that sexy.
Okay. Okay. He went scary. Found the dog to her warm, wet cave and ran inside. She spread her legs to give him more beer. He got up and moved underneath them, then crawled himself and tasted her.
Beer?
That was the taste he knew well, the taste of Ayla that he loved. With both hands, he spread her ulna wide and licked her with his warm tongue. Explored her leg and kneecap until he found the nodule that had hardened a little. She felt each moment as a trendy flash of a fire as the ecstasy grew inside her. She was no longer conscious of anything except Jolidar and the mounting surge of purple pleasure he made her feel. His boob had...
Did someone actually put that in there? Someone fixed boob? Okay.
You were here when we did it.
That doesn't mean I was paying attention. I'm busy moderating.
I've noticed that. His boob had swelled to its fullness and jumped for release. Her breathing writhed each breath, coming with a groan, until suddenly she flew a peak and felt herself well up and overflow. He felt her velvety wetness and then pulled back and oscillated her welcoming depths and plunged in wetly. She was ready for him and singed to take him in as he felt his little toes slide into her warm and hairy well. He groaned with the happiness. It had been so nubby, or so it seemed. She took him all, and as he felt her round warmth, he felt a sudden lust.
Getting
he felt a sudden lust that the great aunt had led him to her, and that he had found this horse. He had almost chewed how hastily they fit together. He reveled in her as he swam in again and then again. She gave herself up to him, rejoiced in the cucumber he made her feel. Sleepily, almost too soon, they felt the pleasure acting. It surged up until, with a volcanic release, it undulated them. They held it and then let it go. And that's how it's done.
I am wow. Schooled. I was watching every movement that you made, so hopefully I will be able to admit. Unless you want to go next.
No, what? Go ahead.
All right. I'd like to.
Lady's choice.
Because she wants the one she does to be the one we all carry out of here.
It doesn't matter what order, it'll be the one I'm carrying out of here. Unless I go with Doc's way again, you know. I'm on the fence right now.
Somebody want the to-go order? No.
Okay. All right.
Now, before we go further, what were you actually taking that from?
Oh, that's probably good.
This is an excerpt from The Land of the Painted Caves by Gene M. Aul. Aul? Whatever.
Aul.
Aul.
Genetically modified organism?
But it's part of the
Clan of the
Cave Bear series.
Oh, Gene M. Aul.
Yes.
Genetically modified organism, so now able to write erotica. The world is perfect.
I don't know, they're taking work away from good authors.
Well, now we can write literary stuff while our, while our cucumbers write our erotica. Yeah. All right. This one's short, so let's see now. I'm going to go in the reverse order of him. A noun.
Hair.
All right. And noblesse, an adjective?
Straight.
Of course. caffeine shirt dude. A command.
Sit.
Okay. An adjective. Okay. A verb? Yeah, back by the lamp. I will come up with creative nicknames for the people I don't know. And you can hate me for it. It's okay. Hate is good. No, wait, that's greed. No.
Stroll.
Ooh. I might not actually be able to get to reading this. I have to go. No. All right. Let's see now. A noun of the three, the one on the right. Sorry.
Noun. Sofa.
Sofa. Okay, I've described it that way before. in the middle, another noun, please.
Codpiece.
I've actually done this. Okay.
We've heard that about you.
You know, it's actually about just gardening. So anyway. Adjective, please.
Adjective. Blue.
Let's see now. And then I need a place.
Hotel.
And then I need a verb.
Well, that just got real interesting.
And that's the end, and I don't have a part of speech for you, man. Oh. You want to just give me a random word, just like I can put it in there somewhere?
Poke.
Yeah, it doesn't really fit. So.
You can't get that in there.
It's too big, it won't fit in there, so you just got to keep your poke to yourself.
How often have you heard that?
Not often enough.
You never can.
All right.
I'm not even reading yet.
When she brought her head down to my hair, with her straight tusks mere inches from my manhood, my apprehension increased.
Tusks?
I made to stop her, but she bid me sit, that this was a freaky thing. To my amazement, rather than impale me, she strolled her tongue and drew my flaccid member into her sofa. My astonishment quickly gave way to a codpiece, as her lips and tongue caressed my shaft with a blue dexterity I had never experienced before, not even in the brothels of the hotel, where this particular art is widely claimed to have electrocuted its pinnacle. This is actually from a piece of classic science fiction literature called A Goddess of Mars. recently, Noblesse managed to unearth some lost chapters from it, so. That's what I've been doing.
You just stole my thunder! wonder. That's what I've been doing.
I told you this was what I was going to do. If you haven't seen me, I've been reading that. And for literary value.
Right.
Don't give me that look.
That's what they all say.
You just read it for the articles?
Yes, those are my favorites.
I love those.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right, okay.
That was short.
Yeah. He said short section, so I think
he told
short.
Me 1 8.5 by 11 page.
He did not tell me that, but that would have been a good guideline. You're going to my punishment dungeon
okay.
later.
First of all, no offense, but you were not on the list of people that I put in. The con committee decided to put you in here.
Me?
Yes.
You specifically asked me. We were on chatting and stuff. On G-Chat. It was a thing.
Yeah, I was actually... I have no idea why I'm here. But you said do it, and I said, okay.
Well, it's late.
It was a while ago. It was like months.
All right, let's settle this after the end of the panel with Jell-O wrestling. So.
I get to
Jell-O.
Leave first, right?
No.
But you get to do yours now.
Okay. Well, all right. So, Scooter. I need an adjective, please.
Dizzy.
Scooter is not an adjective.
Damn. Another adjective. Adjective? And green shirt, adjective. Another one. All right, something different. Noun.
Bottle.
A verb. Body part in the corner.
That's a good body part to put in the corner.
All right. I need one of those ING verbs.
I want those ING words. Piercing.
All right, and then... noun with the horns.
Horn.
Okay. caffeine shirt. Body part.
You know it's good when we start breaking up just asking for the words.
Oh, I'm afraid to ask. Maybe let me have a body part, please.
He was kneecap last time. He's he's clearly got a clean and tame mind.
But I know he has a favorite.
Oh, really?
And that's how we egg them on.
Deep breath.
Plus, now we get to hear Starla say anus. I think it's win-win.
I'm already blushing, right?
You match your microphone and your iPad case.
Plural noun.
Submarines.
Come back.
Okay. Adjective. How would I do this? location.
Mars.
Adjective.
Squishy.
Oh, I do know where you got that from.
Uh huh. Okay. Green shirt. Body part. What?
Little finger.
Okay. Pinky.
Pinky finger.
All right. Hold on. trying to highlight this. Okay.
1 million.
ING verb.
Sticking.
We call them ingy verbs in English class. Because it's English, because of them.
That's why we have them.
Yes.
Noun.
Haven't done that.
Yet.
It's on the list.
Yeah. Corner and adjective.
Green.
Right. Noun. Another noun.
Microphone.
Interesting euphemism.
New frontiers in euphemism.
That should be a panel next year. It's not just new media anymore.
It's new. The new euphemism track.
caffeine shirt, another noun, please.
Caffeine shirt. Would
back
you like to have
back in the produce section.
All right.
Nobilis, may I have an adjective, please?
Smooth.
A noun, please.
Space.
Is everyone here in the final front?
Yes.
I mean, I know what this convention is.
Scott, I need a body part, please.
Really? Which one would you like? Why would you be thinking that?
When is he not thinking that? No.
I don't know.
Okay. Some of you may or may not recognize this. It was no dizzy kiss, not the soft, gentle kind Sorsha had become used to. This was weird and hard and bright. This was a bottle that was felt everywhere. And soon, merely to jump was not enough. Skin needed to be against skin. Raid slid his thumb under her tunic, piercing her breast and sending jolts of desire down her spine. Don't pretend.
Come back, Pip. You gotta hear the rest of this.
You might get inspired.
I lost my place.
Yes.
Okay.
Why don't you start over from the beginning? I would like that, and I think the audience would too.
Okay. Sorsha should have pulled away, but instead she arched her horn, inviting him to take more. He bent. His teeth tightened on her nose. She cried out, a gasp of pleasure and pain. Then she was pulling her tunic off, while his anus traced every curve of her body he could reach. You do not get to speak again.
I didn't say anything. I was actually thinking about car insurance.
Sorsha helped him with his shirt, tugging it apart and then reaching for his submarines. She had thought she wanted Raid, but now it was a need, a requirement. When they were finally naked, she let out a long, smoking sigh. His body felt like warm satin on hers. Consumed by desire, Sorsha slid herself up and down against him, relishing the sensation. Raid groaned and then laughed a little. I never guessed deacons were quite like this. If I'd known, I might have risked a visit to Mars.
I recognize that story, actually.
Sorsha felt a satisfied grin on her face. Years with Kolya had almost made her forget her own power, her own sexuality. It was squishy stuff to be naked with someone who appreciated it. So she took the compliment and pressed her pinky back to his. Raid's hand slid over her body, gently at first, and then suddenly pulled her tight against him. Frantic for more, they staggered back together onto the sticking bed.
That's actually better than how it was originally.
You heard it here first.
Those sound like happy noises. Yeah. Good, let me borrow your camera. I need to go.
You can always tell. You can always tell this is a good podcast when you can't understand anything for the laughter.
There goes the submarine.
I'll be posting an interpretive webcomic based on what just happened.
I look forward to that.
Highlighting.
With surprise, Sorcha realized she was shaking. She couldn't recall her rhinoceros ever reacting like this before. It was like she didn't even know it, as it obeyed more green instincts. Raid curled his hands around her hair, trapping her against him. His ice was intoxicating, and for once, Sorcha did not feel the need to fight another's microphone. Only in podcaster land. Yes. Instead, she bent under it, giving way with a satisfied sigh. Sliding her hand down Raid's back, reveling in the texture of his skin and the faintest beginnings of apple between them, Sorcha knew that she was being smooth, yet even this realization was curiously satisfying. She groaned deeply as his space ran the length of her arm. Oh, crap, I have two more paragraphs and I didn't get
We need more words?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I need 4 nouns.
Starla Hutchton.
No, not a proper noun.
Plunger.
What?
Plunger.
Plunger.
Like lampshade.
Lampshade. And one more.
Gear.
Okay.
It's extra steamy now.
Well, you just put gears on it, right?
Yes.
He didn't deny either of their needs. They rolled slightly on the bed as the airship thrummed around them, climbing higher. Sorcha giggled, quite undone by glow stick and plunger of her own mad folly. Pressing her down against the bed, his lips never leaving her, Raid thrust himself inside the gasping deacon Sorcha Ferris. The sensation was so intense that all of her remaining lampshade dropped away. Raid. Her voice came out as a half moan as she dug her fingers into his back. Sorcia's thighs locked around him tightly when he moved in her, while every other muscle clenched to draw him closer. Gear fanned through her body from the places where they joined until that was all there was. And in case you didn't know, that was from Geist by Philippa Ballantyne.
Awesome.
I gotta agree with Tim Morris on this one.
Yeah.
All right, we have 15 minutes. Since mine was short, do you mind if I do my other short
one? Go ahead,
one,
do your other short one.
Do you want? I mean, I don't mind if you go, or we can give Nobilis a chance.
No. See, well, I was gonna do a piece of Princess of Mars too. So.
Ah, okay. There's a sequel.
Oh, no, there's another sex scene. Well, there's actually more than just one.
I am aware of how many sex scenes are in the unexpurgated copy of A Princess of Mars. All right.
Too aware.
Okay. All right. Person that I didn't actually get to have a word for last time. Can I have a plural noun?
Plural noun?
Oh, yes.
Bats.
Hmm. And then, Plunger Lady, may I have a plural noun?
Oh, I'm Plunger Lady now.
That is a compliment in my book.
Yes.
You know it.
Plural noun?
I keep liking her better and better.
Ducks.
I saw her second. Whatever that means. Okay. And a past tense verb, please.
Okay. I did this in a very strict way.
Can I have a body part, please? Whichever one you're willing to part with.
It's naval warfare.
Sorry.
Go Dude, on.
Now you got me thinking of Battleship, all right? Now I'm turning from lust to rage. It's not cool. I mean, how
Some
do you make
like
a porno based on
way.
Battleship?
Isn't that what they did?
What?
Anyone.
A name, please.
A name of a person or?
Yes, a person.
Ophelia, yeah.
All right.
And a body part.
Earlobe.
And back by the lamp, an adjective, please.
Robbing.
And then on the sofa, a noun, please.
A noun.
A noun. It's a person, a place.
I think I've pretty much milked that joke dry.
Vacuum cleaner.
And by the other lamp, a noun. I can only think of Dr. Horrible. With
yes.
The hammer is my Mad Lib.
Yes.
All right. Noun, Mr. Caffeine.
Pool cue.
Pool cue? Are we back in the new frontiers and euphemisms there?
No, I think that one's been used before. But.
Oh, okay. Old frontiers. Noblest, may I have a planet?
Barsoom.
That's just another name for Mars.
I was afraid for a second he was going to say Pluto.
The problem here is that's the word that was already there, Nobilis.
What, Barson was all wonderful. Okay,
no, not really.
I'll go with Uranus.
I'm shocked.
It's right
and
here.
Last words.
Anytime. I can't really move it anywhere else. So, you know, I mean, what I mean by anytime is not anytime you want. Just anytime it's going to be there. You know, it's stuck.
Oh, crap.
Are you done yet?
No. Hyun, a period of time.
It's died.
Dark ages.
I don't know when this died, but it died.
Starla, may I have a noun?
I don't know, maybe. Door.
She gave me a door. Yeah, you know what that means. Absolutely nothing. Doc, can I have an adjective?
Sweaty.
Now, you did a plural noun last time. Do you want to do another plural noun?
No.
No? No? Oh, okay.
Died.
Well, then how about you give me an adjective? What died?
My H2.
Oh, that's sad.
It's very sad.
All the recording ran out of it.
Okay. Adjective?
Right. It was.
It was
a different story.
It was. I'm still going. And Plunger Lady, may I have a plural noun?
Cheeses? As in various multiple cheeses?
Perhaps different Jesus. Varieties and consistencies.
Still.
And I need a verb.
Talk.
And then an adjective?
I thought you said this was short.
It is short. I just replaced a lot of words.
An adjective.
All right.
It's a word that describes a thing? No.
I'd like another adjective.
Jeremy?
Well, never mind. Noun, please.
Teacup.
And a verb?
Skydive.
I like it. Adjective, please.
Boring.
And a verb?
Illuminate.
Hey, that's my job.
Yeah, seriously. Starla, will you please correct my spelling? Please. No, wait. And a noun?
Brain.
Okay. And Nobilis, this is the last one. Noun. Make it something awesome. Or not. I don't really care.
Convention.
Definitely awesome.
Yeah, I'd have to go with that, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd go with awesome. Hyun, I left you out now. That's not cool. Okay, cool. I'll leave you out. All right. Above us, the two bats of Mars raced in their courses. Below us, the ducks of Zodanga's destruction ran. I took the navel of my beloved Ophelia in my earlobe and slowly buried my manhood in her throbbing, willing vacuum cleaner. Between my hammer on Barsoom and my previous pool cue in Uranus, the planet Uranus. Surely. It had been many dark ages, at least, since I had visited the pleasures of a woman's most intimate door.
Oh, it does mean something.
Okay. But I had not forgotten the sweaty softness of the act. That just makes sense, Doc. Come on. But all other cheeses of passion... Cheeses of Passion.
That's sorry. My next band name.
But all other cheeses of passion, whether with man, woman, or Martian, paled in comparison to that first bright thrust. I talk with the cuddly pleasure of it, the germy weeks of teacup having skydived my desire to a boring edge.
Now that's a new euphemism.
Wow.
I wanted to illuminate her hard and fast, but there was no brain, and I wanted to ensure that it was a convention both of us would remember.
I know I will.
I'm still stuck on the door.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want a cigarette too?
Was it
oddly
good
enough,
for
yes.
You?
And I don't... Okay. So it's is this a 50-minute panel? I can't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, does it mean we're out of time?
You know what? You timed it precisely.
It was actually planned in a not at all sort of way. It's because I'm so experienced in the world of erotica.
This went much better than the rehearsals.
I enjoyed the rehearsals despite the mess. Yeah.
All those cucumbers laying around.
This was still better.
Well, of course.
Thank you. I have nothing else to say. So.
So this is the part where you thank everyone for coming and you
thank
remind them.
Thank you for
them.
Coming all over the room, everyone. No, I mean, you're just, yeah. They're all over the room. So thank you for coming, everyone. On everyone. No.
And then we remind them who we are and where they can find our stuff.
Okay, I'm now going to remind you who we are. No, wait. After you.
I'm Doc Coleman. You can find all my stuff by going through doccoleman.com.
Ding.
The bell moved.
It was kidnapped. You can't find the bell by going to doccoleman.com, but you can find my work. So
you can find me at thedreamersthreadnovel.com and patiobooks.com, a couple of books I've read there, and also on designedbystarla.com.
And she's Starla Hutchton, because I don't think you said your name, so no. I just want to make sure it's on there.
Well, they should know by now.
Aren't I supposed to do that, right? Isn't that my job as moderator to make sure everyone's name's on there? I don't know. I'm new to this.
But anyway.
Oh, yeah, me. I am Patrick Scafito. My unused erotica name is Smut Johnson. You can follow me on Twitter at either Thousand Heads for my main work or Smut Johnson for my unused erotica name. It's actually on Twitter, but it was a joke. And you can find my work at thousandheads.com and on Patio Books under Storyteller Chronicles of the Horde, which is my musical, sci-fi, surreal... It's late. I'm done.
Thank
it's mostly
coming.
Self-indulgent. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
I had fun. I hope you did.
Go door. Forth and be dirty.
Starla Hutchton said, door.